And here we go once again for Monday. Last night, Hastings, your opponent for Monday, had a game. You watched the Elkhorn North game, and Elkhorn North wins that by five. It was a tight one, 63-58.
Yeah, and Hastings, they've played a gauntlet of a schedule here last month. I don't think they've played a team who wasn't rated up until Elkhorn North. And Elkhorn North, you know, they're going to be really good next year. They have no seniors where it's a new school, and they're a team they've played the Elkhorns really close, and they've had some nice wins. And watching that game, I haven't broke it down yet. That'll be something I'll do today. But, you know, Hastings played probably their best basketball in last month and a half. So they look like they're playing well at the right time. And they're definitely going to be a challenge. And I think our kids are going to have confidence that we can play them. We were down 2 with 4 minutes left last time we played them. So we've shown that we can play with those guys. And that's one of those games, too. We only had 2 points at the end of the first quarter. So. But both teams will make adjustments from first time around and adjust to how each other are playing right now. So it's definitely a game, though, I think our kids will have confidence in.
First game was at their place, 48-40, I do believe.
48-40, yep.
So second time around, they've got, I know, talking to Coach Danielson a little bit, they've changed a little bit, had some kids come on for them.
Yeah, and just watching them compared to us, it seems like we're going down the same path here right now where looks like they're adjusting a few things schematically as we are, and their lineup's a little bit different than what it was when we played them, as is ours. So we'll both be two different teams than what we were a month and a half ago when we played each other, but nonetheless, I think we're both playing our best basketball at the right time.
Grand Island Northwest will play Lexington in the opener of that first semifinal, and those two teams just met the other night in a close one. Lex played them close in that one.
Yeah, I think it was 53-57 Northwest won, so they have that rematch, you know, a couple days later here on Monday. And, you know, Northwest is one of those teams, too. They can play at a really high level, and they've had some teams, you know, maybe with not as good records have competed pretty hard with them. So our district's kind of a toss-up here, and it's good, and it's something we've been talking about here for about 3 weeks now of, you know, we've got to be dialed in at this time of the season, and we put together 32 minutes back-to-back nights. You know, it's realistic we can be playing in a district final and possibly going up to Alliance. So I think our kids will be motivated going into Monday.
Kind of looking at the points and everything, kind of looking ahead.
Yeah,
just
looking at those points, kind of just peeking at them here and there. I know, you know, we've been sitting down a ways in the PowerPoints, but, you know, had we won just one more game this year, we're more than likely, unless something crazy happened, we're more than likely would be playing next Saturday for a district final. But, you know, that's just kind of how the season had went, and that was the same thing last year. Had we won one more game, we would have snuck in and got one of those, or got the last wild card. And so that's kind of a focus we had early on in the year, is we got to treat each game that this is, you know, the most important game of the season. And but, you know, it's a step in the right direction, I'd say.
Should be a great atmosphere there. Hopefully some fans can get on over there and watch. It's a late game, about 7:15 in tip-off. I think they got it listed at 7:15. So first time you've been to Northwest.
The last time I was in Northwest was one of 3 basketball games I lost my senior year in high school. So I haven't been there for a while.
Oh, it's been a while.
I don't have fond memories of the only time I was in that gym.
Not the biggest gym in the world, but boy, we've had some memorable games with, of course, Northwest and McCook over the years. So, hey, hopefully the guys have their A game that night and get themselves a Tuesday.
Yeah, that's the plan, and, you know, we'll be practicing throughout the weekend, and I think our kids are putting in time watching film and getting mentally prepared for this game, and they know what they have to do to be successful, and it's just a matter of being able to go out and executing.
I think the Coza game also, correct me if I'm wrong, was you had everybody there pretty much healthy?
Yeah, I mean, that was the first time we didn't have anyone sick or injured, so, you know, we're finally getting to that point. It may have taken until
the last game of the
year. Last game of the year, but better last game than never.
Exactly right. It's been one of those deals where injuries and sickness, you deal with it, but boy, it's not have the team as a whole until the last regular season game is something, huh?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And I guess, but that's kudos to our kids. We've had a lot of adversity, you know, which a lot of teams have this year, but, you know, with ours, a lot of it's not even been with the COVID issue. It's just been injuries,
right.
And we've been fortunate. We've had guys step up when we needed to.